What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's finally Friday. It is January 17th, 5:30. Thank you guys for being here with us. The 17th. The January has been the longest year ever.
Only?
The 17th. How are you doing this morning?
I'm not bad. I had like a little itch in my throat this morning. I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
So I'm downing emergency this morning, zinc C. And now I'm feeling a lot better. I'm like, maybe I'm just lacking some vitamins, but there's a flu going around. Cold.
Oh, yeah. It's really bad. The RSV and then just the regular daily cold and flu. And it's just, you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. And on top of no sleep, just like, our hours are weird. So I think I just need to sleep. I think this weekend, thank God for the long weekend, I'll just be able to recover. My body's been really weird. Like, I'll need a lot of sleep, and then I'm like, oh, I'm good off like 6 hours of sleep. So I think my body's just recouping.
Yeah, we just underestimate how much recovery time our bodies actually need from running around and doing all the things that we do. And yeah, long weekend. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and so a lot of businesses have that day off. Not all of them, of course, but there's also a parade that is happening on Saturday. It's happening on
Monday.
It's on 4th Street. It's downtown Las Vegas between Gas and Ogden Avenue, starting at 10 a.m. So that is going on. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Really cool parade if you want to check that out. So yeah, a little extra weekend for some of us.
Do you have any fun plans this weekend?
This weekend I am. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to be at Tri Point Homes. If you are in the area, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be giving away pit bull tickets. But yeah, we're going to be in the northwest, the way northwest part of town. It's a really beautiful area off of the 95 and Kyle Canyon Road. So I'll be there from 10 to noon tomorrow if you want to come by and say hi. I'm hosting the Vegas Thrill volleyball games tonight, and we're doing our big mascot reveal. We're revealing who the mascot is of the Vegas Thrill. So that's happening tonight, and then there's another game on Sunday. So yeah, I kind of have a jam-packed weekend already.
You do.
Yeah.
Do you know the mascot?
I do. I know what the mascot
is.
I know the name. I know all of it. Yeah.
Have you seen the costume?
I have. Yeah, I'm really excited. I think people are gonna like it. It's gonna be really fun to do the big reveal tonight. So if you're looking for something fun to do with the whole family, we're gonna be out there at Lee's Family Forum for the game tonight, and they're playing Omaha. They are the reigning champions, so it's going to be a good game. So yeah, that's kind of my weekend in a nutshell.
My weekend, I'm really not doing much. So my oil light came on a couple days ago, and I always just tell James right away. I'm like, hey, take a picture. Here you go.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, Saturday morning, I'll go and get my oil change. But honestly, I'm looking forward to next week. James works from home, and he has for the past, I don't know, three, four years. Well, he has to go back to work in the office next week.
Oh my gosh.
And it's a big thing in our house because now he has to change his whole schedule with taking Momo out.
Yeah.
Now he's having to pack lunches again. And I don't know. I'm kind of excited for him because he hasn't had that camaraderie face to face in an office in a long time. So he like bought a new bag. It's like his first day of school.
That's really exciting. And yeah, he gets to hang out with his work people.
Yeah.
You know?
And he got a promotion, which is really cool, but he has his own office. He gets to decorate it.
How far is the office from where you guys live?
Like 20 minutes.
Okay. That's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad. With traffic's probably 30 because he gets around peak hours, but now he gets to listen to us live instead of on the Odyssey app. So I'm like, this is going to be fun.
Oh, he's going to lose his chance at 5K a day now. Darn it. Tell him to keep listening on the Odyssey app. I mean, what does he do?
Once he gets to the office, he'll probably switch to the Odyssey app.
Exactly. So, well, we are so excited to have you joining us here on this Friday. Let's get the show started. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Friday I'm in Love by The Cure?
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Do you want to hear Summer Girl by LFO?
Two kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls start by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls.
Or do you want to hear There You Go by Pink?
There you go.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Here we go.
You're going to want to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, would you be able to live in a separate house from your spouse? This celebrity has never lived with her husband, and they have been married for 20 years. We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Friday I'm in Love by The Cure is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Welcome to the pre-show. Cheryl Lee Ralph, she is an Emmy-winning actress, Tony-nominated singer, and she is really breaking down barriers when it comes to traditional marriage living arrangements.
And this is what's crazy about it. They've been married, Cheryl Lee Ralph and her husband, for 20 years, and they've never lived together under one roof. And I'm looking at this article. I'm like, how is she doing this? How did they do? Well, one, they don't have children.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Kids don't have to go back and forth between homes. But looks like her husband lives in Philly and she lives in LA. It's just the best setup for them. And she even says he has his own life. I have my own life. This works. I can go there and then leave. And I'm cool with leaving. And I'm like, can you do that? I don't know if in my marriage, I'm able to just be like, go to James's house. He has his own life. I have my own life. And then we end up leaving after that. I feel like there's a part of my marriage that's missing in a sense.
I think that, you know, whatever works for you. But at the same time, then why be married? Like maybe just date or I don't know. It sounds like a long distance relationship. But on that same note, it's like, people have different setups in their relationships. They really do. So who am I to judge? I just know that that would not work for me. My husband would probably love it. He'd probably love it. Love his own space. He could do whatever he wanted with whatever room. He would probably be like, yes. But me, no. I want to be around him 24/7. I like his company. I feel safe. It makes me happy. But yeah, I hope he's not up listening because he's going to be like, you know that Cheryl Lee Ralph, she's really on to something there. You know what I mean?
And not just that, like, I think I'm just so codependent on James. I'm so codependent on him. Like, I need him to, like, he puts me in check. I mean, let's be real. Like, he's like, hey, you got to do this. You got to clean up after yourself. Like, I mean, I'm such a different person than I am at work than I am at home, because here I'm very organized. I feel like I'm really on top of it. When I go home, I let loose. I'm like, the dishes are in the sink.
That
the laundry
shocks
stacked.
Me. That completely shocks me. I can't see you as a not organized person that is codependent. I cannot see that.
Yeah, no, I truly am. I'm not not personality wise am I a different person at home, but like I'm just like, oh, okay, I let loose. I'm like, I really do need James to put me in check, and I think maybe he would be with Matt. What if Matt and James live together and we have to live on our own?
They get a bachelor pad. And Steph and I are like, no, please.
We're there every day.
Exactly. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
What is going on? Happy Friday, you guys. It is January 17th, 6:04. Ready for the weekend. Some get a long weekend with the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday. We talked about the parade happening downtown this weekend. It's going to be a busy one. And so, yeah, just getting ready. I'm really excited about something that we are doing. It's all coming together slowly. Our senior sweethearts, we got a call earlier this week. Was it like on Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday
from John, and he is over at the he's the lifestyle director at the Red Rock Point Senior Living Facility, and he was like, hey, would you guys be able to just make a couple of like Valentine's Day cards to drop off to the seniors, and it'll just bring a smile to their face? And we were like, let's like do one better. Let's get a bunch of kids from some of the local elementary schools to make the cards. We'll still make them too, but theirs will be way better.
Oh yeah.
and then we'll go pick those up and drop them off. And so it sounds like we've got schools, right? We're going.
We have tons of schools that have inquired, so much so that I've had to say, hey, we'd still love to pick up the cards, but availability for parties, we had to stop the parties, but we're more than happy to pick up the Valentine's Day cards.
Well, so we were gonna like stop and like, you know, say hi and everything, but there's just not enough manpower to do that. But yeah, we're still going to do that. And here's the thing. So now we're figuring it out as far as on the drop off. We're going to have all these cards to drop off. Like I said, manpower limited. And we really like to bring for Valentine's Day like some sweet treats or, you know, sandwiches or just like kind of make it a celebration for the seniors. So if anyone is interested in helping us deliver stuff, deliver the cards, or if you have a business that you can provide like some cookies or I'm trying to put this together in my mind. It would be so fun to just kind of like surprise an ambush Valentine's Day party.
Yes, and the senior citizens would love it. We actually met a few when they came to visit us in studio.
That's how we met them.
Yeah. And then what we want to do is really just to provide not only the cards, but just like the overall ambiance of just like a mini party, a mini Valentine's Day card drop off party.
So stay and talk with them and enjoy the time. It's on a totally different level, but do you watch Landman?
I don't, no.
One of the characters on the show, she and her daughter decided that they want to help out some seniors at the senior living center, and they took them all on a field trip to a strip club. Now, we're not going to do that.
We're not?
No. Oh. But we'd like to go and hang out. So, hey, we posted a link on our website, it's on there on the website, but there's also on our Facebook page if you want to go to Mercedes in the Morning and click on it. And let us know if you want to help out. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure.
We've got so much coming up on the show today, guys. It's finally Friday. We've got your tickets to Mariah Carey at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Beat Mercedes coming up here less than an hour at 7 o'clock. It's every day now. And on the way next, we have What's Trending, a huge benefit concert to aid the victims of the LA fires is happening. You will not believe this stacked lineup. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Fire Aid is trending this morning. Fire Aid is a concert that is happening that's going to bring together some of the top names in music and entertainment. Both at the Intuit Dome and Kia Forum in Inglewood, California are going to host Fire Aid. It's happening on Thursday, January 30th, all to raise money for rebuilding communities that have been devastated by the wildfires in LA and just supporting efforts to prevent future fire disasters throughout Southern California. So this is going to be a one night only event. And Listen to this stacked lineup featuring performances by Billie Eilish and Phineas, Earth, Wind & Fire, Gracie Abrams, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Joni Mitchell, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. I have to take a breath.
Yeah.
Lil Baby, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, Sting, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, Tate McRae, and for the first time performing ever, Dave Matthews and John Mayer performing together.
I just think it's an amazing thing all of these artists are banding together to hopefully raise, not only just raise money for the things that were ruined, but for the future to prevent it.
Yeah, they're going to, additional guests are going to be announced. They're going to have special guests. They're going to have, you know, stars introing, and it's just going to be absolutely huge. Now, you can actually buy tickets for this event. They go on sale on Wednesday, January 22nd at noon through Ticketmaster if you want to check it out. And then if you are watching it, fans globally can make donations to the cause. It's going to be streamlined on pretty much everything. Apple Music, Apple TV, Netflix, Paramount Plus, Prime Video, YouTube, all sorts of platforms, and select AMC theater locations in 70 U.S. markets are going to have it available for you to watch there. So all the proceeds are going to go directly to the event's designated beneficiaries. And the LA Clippers, they're covering the millions of dollars in expenses that are associated with putting on the event.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I'm a Lakers fan. And honestly, that is really cool for the Clippers to do that.
You're like, I can be a Clippers fan.
I think the thing that makes me upset is I did see a backlash comment that was just like, why can't we be happy that we're getting together? But this comment made me upset. It was, why all of a sudden all of these artists want to band together and do a benefit concert when we have tragedies all the time? I'm like,
there's always someone.
There's always somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, why can't we all just be happy that we're all trying to do something better for this tragedy?
Idiots out there, Steph. There's idiots out there that want to destroy everything.
I guess.
You can get more information on the concert or if you want to buy tickets. Like I said, they go on sale next Wednesday at noon through Ticketmaster, but they have a website all set up, fire8la.org. But yeah, that lineup is absolutely stacked.
I love this.
I can't wait for it. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. A couple of days ago, we were talking about if you can say you're from Las Vegas, even though you weren't born here, if you've lived here for a long time, can you say, yeah, I'm from Las Vegas? Or are you always from where you were born? And that turned into a whole debate. And I say I am from Las Vegas, even though I was not born here. I've lived here longer than I haven't lived here. And I was just telling Steph off the air about, I was saying I was hungry. I was like, I could really go for a Lamar's donut. And you were like, huh?
I'm like, a Lamar's donut? Where is that?
Where is that?
Okay, well, it's not here anymore. That's the thing.
But where was it?
Okay, so back, I think this was like in the 2000s, maybe, like late 2000s, 2008, 2009. There was a donut place on West Sahara right before Fort Apache, and it was called Lamar's Donuts. And I think the chain is still in existence in other parts of the country, but they had this one donut that was this blueberry cake donut, and I loved it. It was my favorite donut. I just thought it was the greatest thing. And then they just like one day disappeared from Las Vegas. Just poof. Where did they go? And so when I said that to you and Steph looked at me like I was crazy, I was like, oh man, I just aged myself in Las Vegas based on a business. Is there like a business that you know that is no longer in existence here that ages you? Can you age yourself with a business? 702-364-9400. Now I feel stupid. You guys don't know that one.
No, we don't feel dumb. I haven't been here long, and I've been here maybe since what, 2019?
Yeah.
But I used to come here all the time as a kid and visit from San Diego, and the hotel that we stayed at without my parents for the first time was the Frontier.
Oh, wow.
The Frontier was one of the first hotels I ever stayed at on the Strip without my parents. I felt like I was so cool. And then moving here, they're like, yeah, that's no longer in town. So I was a little heartbroken. I'm like, oh, all the memories that was at the Frontier is no longer.
When did the Frontier close? I'm looking here to find out, because I had never even walked into that casino. Like, I saw it before. It was 2007 that it was imploded.
We were there in 2006.
Oh, yeah. You got the last piece of it. Let's talk to Mary. Mary, age yourself with a closed Las Vegas business.
The Showcase Mall. Does anybody remember that? I feel like people look at me like I'm crazy.
No, I remember that. They had a movie theater in there, right?
Yes. I saw The Matrix in that theater.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Where was that, Mary?
It was right where that McDonald's, I don't even think the McDonald's is there anymore, next to the MGM.
Okay. It was on the Strip, like the World of Coca-Cola. Is the World of Coca-Cola still there?
I don't know either.
I haven't been down there. There was like the World of Coca-Cola, the Showcase Mall. It was like all glass. I feel like we did some sort of movie premiere or something down there. Mary, that is a great one. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Lenny. Lenny, age yourself with a closed Las Vegas business.
Hi, guys. Just got to say I love listening to you, but a closed Las Vegas business is a casino called the Paddle Wheel.
The paddle wheel. I've never heard of that. Where was that?
You know, I couldn't even tell you. I was so small and little. I just remember my parents dropping me off at the ball pit, and I remember how amazing the ball pit was.
Okay, I'm literally Googling this. The Paddle Wheel Hotel and Casino was a riverboat themed hotel and casino located on 305 Convention Center Drive.
Wow.
I have never heard of that before. I am going to do some research on. I'm looking at pictures, and yeah, it looks like a big boat just sitting there on the Strip. That's wild. Thank you, Lenny. Jayla, do you have any sort of a place that ages you as far as closed Las Vegas business goes?
Well, when I first moved here, like 13 years ago, I used to play at the golf course called Badlands right there off of Alta and Rampart.
Yes, that's a terrible golf course.
What are you talking about?
It was so rocky.
It was awesome. It was so hard, and it challenged you as a golfer. And when it shut down, I was so bummed. It hurt my heart.
Well, now where do you go?
Rhodes Ranch, Red Rock Arroyo. I play those two courses a lot.
But yeah, Badlands, that is definitely one. I remember that one. We're getting so many texts here. Mervin's. Rum Jungle. Do you guys remember Rum Jungle?
Rum Jungle?
Oh my gosh.
That sounds like a fun place to be at.
That was like the place to go back in the day, like in the 2000s. It was in Mandalay Bay. You walked in from the parking garage and it was right there on the left. Everyone went to Rum Jungle. That is such a good one. This one says, I forgot about Lamar's Donuts. I remember they had one on Craig Road. Yeah, they had a couple of them. This one says, Primerit Bank, First Cafeteria, Kenny Rogers Roasters. I didn't know there was a Kenny Rogers Roasters here in Las Vegas.
That's a cool place to go. I'm still want to go to Rum Jungle. Oh. Rum Jungle sounds like the place to be.
Oh, it was. I mean, that place was where everyone went. You missed out on some great nostalgia, girl.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. This is the good news is that cancer deaths are on the decline this morning. So I do have a little bit of good news before I get to the bad news. The bad news is young women are getting cancer diagnoses at almost twice the rate of young men. A new report out from the American Cancer Society shows a shift in diagnosis demographics. They're moving from older to younger adults, and they're moving from men to women. Middle-aged women now have a slightly higher cancer risk than men their age. Breast and thyroid cancers in women are really driving that trend. They said those two cancers account for nearly half of all cancer diagnosis in women under 50.
Where are they saying it's coming from, though?
American Cancer Society.
I mean, no. What's causing it to happen? What did they say? Is it something that they're eating?
I think if we knew that, if you figure that out, Jay, you'll be rich.
Yeah.
You know, figure that out and let us know so we can all all try to prevent it.
Yeah, because we're in the articles I've been reading, there's no like, oh, to prevent it or this is what's happening. It's just all types of cancers. Like you said, it's breast cancer. You said it's another type of cancer.
Thyroid. It could be hereditary. Oh, you know, you don't know if it's it's diet. You don't know if it's environmental factors. It's really tough to say.
I mean, I feel like I'm still a young woman. It makes me think like, oh my gosh, I really have to be on my health, go to the doctor regularly to prevent it or just like catch it early.
Well, yes, absolutely. But I don't want to put anything out there, but then what if it's hereditary? Then there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah,
like diet has nothing to do with it. You know, Jay, as the person on the show that has had to actually deal with cancer, do you know what like the root cause of that was, or was it just like hereditary? Do you have any idea?
We have no idea. But the thing is a lot of stuff that you put in your body causes, you know, cancer to build up or those kind of things to happen. And so my wife, when I had cancer, she took out all the toxics in our house and went organic. And
like no microwave either,
no
right?
No microwave, none of that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're full on microwave family. I wonder if that's a bad thing.
I know, right?
And I stand there in front of it and watch my food. I'm like, hey.
Isn't that supposed to be bad for you when you stand in front of a microwave?
Oh, yeah. And then I always try to get it out 1 second so I don't hear the beep.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah. Also this morning, speaking of beeps and all sorts of other noises, Nintendo will be releasing the follow-up to its popular Switch video game system this year. I know a lot of people were so excited when they made this announcement. The company dropped a teaser trailer yesterday, giving fans their look at the Switch 2. It features a similar design as the original system, but with a bigger screen. Nintendo's going to announce more details about the Switch 2 on April 2nd. And starting today, you can sign up for free tickets to try out the new system in April at events in New York, LA, and Dallas.
I bought a Nintendo Switch a couple years ago for James and I for our Philippines trip. So on the airplane, we would play together. We bought 3 games, Mario Kart, Overcooked, and Zelda. I didn't touch it once.
You didn't?
Really? I didn't touch it once. And so I told James, like, we didn't even use it. Can we return it? And he's like, yeah, I didn't touch it either. I didn't play any of the games. So we go back, we get back from the Philippines from our trip. We try to return it. We ended up returning it, but the process to return a Nintendo Switch, it took months.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they have to make sure it wasn't in use and stuff like that, but it took a very long time for us to get our refund back. So
we have one, and the whole family plays Mario Party on it. The game just came out on Christmas, and man, that is like the new Uno. That is the updated Uno, where everyone gets in a fight, someone wins, they start gloating. By the end of that, like, none of us were talking to each other. It's all over Mario Party.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, yes or no to this? I don't think you're going to be able to find a middle ground. Progresso, they just debuted new chicken noodle soup flavored cough drops.
Yes.
Yeah.
For National Soup Month.
Oh,
they're,
my God.
They're called soup drops. They're not medicated, though. They're just like soup flavored candy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think
that sounds disgusting.
Okay, wait. So it has. So like, if I have a cough, I'm not going to get this Progresso chicken noodle cough drop. It's not really helping my cough.
It's just candy.
It's candy at this time. Then why label it cough drops?
I think when people see chicken noodle soup, they think that they're going to get healthy and they're going to, you know, because they say it's like a medicine when you eat a bowl of chicken noodle soup. And I always feel better after a bowl of chicken noodle soup. But maybe they're trying to make it for those on the go people that don't have time to sit down and have some soup.
Oh, those are the best. I mean, here's the thing. That's going to make it a lot easier, especially for guys like me who are lazy to want to cook. I don't have to cook a chicken noodle soup anymore. I can just pop it in my mouth and I'm good. Oh, yeah.
But then you don't get the same effect.
That's not the same as eating a nice warm bowl of soup.
No, it's not. It's a candy in a chicken noodle flavored. No.
They should drop, you know, beef stew breath mints. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
They should do that next.
Clam chowder lozenges.
Chicken tortilla soup.
No, thank you. Well, we have a lot coming up this morning. And who wants to win a $200 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. Are we ready to do this?
Let's do it.
All right, caller 20 right now. You get to play Beat Mercedes. If you didn't hear the news, we are playing every day now in the jackpot. Every time I win, it goes up by $25. So we are looking for someone to play here on a Friday. Will we get a winner? $200 diamond pendant up for grabs with Beat Mercedes. Welcome, everyone, to Minden Friday.
Yeah.
It is time for Beat Mercedes. If you missed the big announcement, we do Minden of Monday, Minden Tuesday. Beat Mercedes is every day, every weekday. So right now, we are up to a $200 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. If you can guess the song faster than I can guess the song, we have our contestant on. And Mark, you are caller 20. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good. I hope you are on your A game. We've had a good week. We've had some really good contestants. Unfortunately, I've still been able to beat them, but maybe today is the day. It'd be a great way to kick off the weekend. You ready to do this?
Absolutely, Mercedes. I got it.
All right, you got it. I'm going to get out of here and leave you to it. So good luck, Mark. Bye.
All right.
Mercedes is taking off her headphones. I'm turning off her mic. Hey, Mark, what you up to this morning?
Oh, just dropping off my son, you know.
Wait, where do you want to? You want to shout out your son's school?
Yeah, shout out to Desert Pine.
Nice.
Yeah,
shout out Desert Pine. How are you feeling this morning? Seriously, like, are you nervous or what?
No, I'm actually good. I'm good. I'm ready to play.
Mark, you got this. Mark, you got to take her down, bro. Take her down today. All right, it's Friday. Let's do this. All right,
she's good.
She's good, man. But you got to take her down, bro. All right.
Okay. All right. Let's do this.
All right, Jay, you're setting the clock ready for me. Mark, the next sound that you hear, let's go over the rules. The first 20 seconds of a song you're going to hear. Once you know the correct artist and title, you want to say got it loud and proud. Once you say got it, we'll stop the clock. You have 5 seconds to say something, and we start the game next, okay?
All right.
All right, and the next sound that you hear is the game, and it starts now. That's 20 seconds. Mark, you got something?
Okay. No. Oh, my God. I've heard this song before, but I have
any guesses? Just shoot in the dark.
No, I'm not trying to look off. I've heard it, but...
It's all good, Mark. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold, Mark. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Jay loves bringing in Mercedes right now. Mercedes, come in. She's walking in, turning on her microphone. Let me make sure everything's done. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm back. Yep.
All right. How you feeling? What are you thinking?
I mean, I've had pretty good luck this week, so I don't want to get overly confident, though, because that's the second I will get beat. So we're gonna give it a good try here.
Okay, the next sound that you hear will be the song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I may have said that prematurely. Okay.
What you got?
Gin Blossoms. Follow You Down? Oh, gosh. Or maybe it's their other song. Oh, no.
Okay.
Wait.
Hey, no take back.
I know I can't take back. I'm just questioning myself. Oh.
All right. You are correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
And you got it?
I almost was like, darn it. Was it Hate Jealousy?
Oh, could you guess, but no. But
okay.
You got it right.
1.6 seconds.
Okay.
Mark. He went the full 20 seconds and didn't know the answer.
Oh, Mark, I'm so sorry. That's a tough one. I almost said, wait, Hey Jealousy is Jim Blossom's,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I was like having a major like dilemma here. Like, did I pick the right song?
But you went with your gut and you got it right.
Always go with your gut, kids. Always go with your gut. All right. So here's the deal. Now that $200 diamond pendant has turned into a $225 pendant, and you will have a chance to win that with Beat Mercedes next week. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. CES just wrapped up, and CES is all about the future and what products we are going to see and how things are going to completely elevate our lives, make our lives easier. But sometimes do you see things and you're like, whoa, the future is now. What is this? And I think we're both feeling that this morning with a couple of things.
When I was online yesterday, I saw that helicopter taxis are now or maybe a thing coming to Las Vegas. And Robert Lauer, he's the creator of the Las Vegas Spaceport. He said that it's like an Uber for air travel. And I'm like, wait, you're telling me I can get over? Like if I live near South Point and I want to go to Summerlin, I could take a helicopter there in the future.
How expensive is that going to be, though?
True.
I mean, that's going to be ridiculous. Uber for helicopters, that's going to be really expensive. If they made it reasonable and there was like a multi-passenger thing, I don't know. I guess there's probably more. There's definitely more car accidents than there are helicopter accidents. But still, that makes me a little nervous.
Well, just think about it. When if we come to the day where it is affordable, and we're going to be like, yeah, this is the, we're now living in the future. I would have never thought I'd get to the day where I said, wow, I'm traveling from suburb to suburb in my own town in a helicopter.
Well, I saw something yesterday that freaked me out. I started to like have anxiety while driving. I was meeting a friend for coffee yesterday afternoon, and I'm driving there, and I'm at like Jones and I think Sunset right over here, and I'm at the stoplight, and I see this toaster on wheels. It's like this square car with no driver. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. I'm like, what is that? And there was people in it.
Yes!
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was one of those self-driving cars, and it was on the actual road. It wasn't a display or anything.
Are you talking about Zooks?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, yes, Zooks. Yeah. So I've seen those too. They freak me out. They're so
I was
crazy.
So scared. I'm like, stay far away from me. I'm looking at this thing like, what is that? Are those allowed to be on the road?
I guess they've been testing them for a while now and they're safe, but I've seen them in San Francisco. I'm like, absolutely not.
I took one in Phoenix.
You did?
Oh yeah.
How was it?
It was awesome.
So did you feel like, oh my gosh, my life is not in my control right now because this car is making all the decisions for me?
It was amazing. It was easy. You just sit there and you use your phone to open the door. And it was like, it freaked me out at first, but it got me to my destination in time, and it was quick too.
No, thank you.
No,
cool.
Thank you.
I crossed the line.
I love technology.
I crossed the line at self checkouts, and now this.
Yeah,
no.
That's a step ahead of
awesome.
That. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Earlier this week, Brittany Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes, they had a daughter. They have an elemental naming tradition in their family. They named her Golden Ray, and she'll join their other two children, a sister, Sterling Sky, and a son, Patrick Bronze LaVon Mahomes the third.
Wow.
The elements are elementing.
Elements. Like, okay, wait, one more time. It's steel, sterling, silver, and bronze. I didn't even catch that.
Wait, where's steel? Is there a steel?
The dogs' names.
Oh, I didn't know the dogs were involved in this,
too. Dogs and the babies all have elements. The whole family.
Okay, so steel and silver for the dogs, sterling, bronze, and now we have the beautiful little Golden Ray. I think that's very, very creative. And sometimes theme names with your children are hit or miss. Sometimes it's like, I mean, we have a theme name in my family. Everyone starts with an M. All the kids, we're all M's. Mercedes, Marcos, Monica, and Mario. Like, that's it. And then we all have our middle names. But I love the theme of something. And elements is something I never would have thought of.
I was at the vet and I heard the dogs' names. They were two big Great Danes. And they said, we're ready for Daenerys and Cersei. I'm like, my God, that sounds so familiar. And I put it together and it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that is cool. I like that. Do you have theme names in your family, whether it is your pets or maybe it is your children? 702-364-9400. Something that's unconventional. That's not like, you know, just the same letters or the same initials. Let's talk to Heather here. Heather, good morning. Do you guys have a theme name in your family?
Yes. So we have dogs named Peanut, Cashew, Hazelnut, Pistachio, and a fish named Water Chestnut.
Oh my gosh, that's adorable.
Who was the firstborn out of the pets?
So the first that started it was Peanut.
I mean, and that's just like such a cute dog name anyway. And I think a lot of people will call their little animals like Peanut or their little babies Peanut. But to come up with the theme of the nuts, the hazelnut, the pistachio, do you have any names on deck in case you get another dog?
Oh, absolutely. Macadamia nut or walnut.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Cute nicknames.
So many.
Wally or Mac.
Yes. That's so cute. I love that. I feel like people are going to steal your idea. That's a good word.
How ironic would it be if she was allergic to nuts?
Yeah, that would be really bad. She blew up on the side of nuts. Let's talk to Ernie. Ernie, good morning. Do you guys have a theme name in your family?
We do with my kids, but we've never had pets. But growing up in Mexico, a lot of stray dogs, and I guess it's almost like a tradition to call them Solovinos, which, you know, is like, sounds like a Severino or Valentino, but that's just a generic name for a stray dog. Solo Vino, like it came on its own.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, people are just too lazy to think of a name. And for my kids, I met my wife in college, in community college, and she was taking an astrology class. When I met her, and she would be like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. And the stars. So we named one of my kids' name is Orion. And my other her name is Luna.
Ooh.
So it was up to her. And if we had more kids, I'd probably have the whole constellations. The name is kids, you know?
You have like the Big Dipper. You have a Little Dipper.
Yeah, that's my nickname. Hey,
you're the Big Dipper. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes just had another child, their third, and named her Golden Ray. And now brother Bronze and sister Sterling have another element to welcome into the family, and they joined the dogs Steel and Silver. Does your family have a naming tradition or something that they do? I just got this email from Jamie. Says, I have all Peanut characters names for my pets: Linus, Lucy, Sally, Charlie, and Franklin. On our text line at 702-364-9400, this one says, me and my brother, our daughter's names all start with C: Catherine, Cynthia, Caitlin, and Chanel. This one says, our pets are named after celebrities. We have Ziggy Marley and Fergie because she's furry, and Stevie Nicks and Missy Elliott. I love this. Let's talk to Elaine. Elaine, do you have an interesting way that you name things in your family?
Yes. My nieces and nephews are named Persephone, Sirius, Andromeda, Luna, and Aurora.
Wow. So all like ethereal beings?
Yes.
That's really cool. The names, though, they're so original. Persephone, like how many Persephones do you know?
That's none.
The only time I've ever heard that.
I thought it's going to be hard for them to spell when they get older.
Oh,
though.
I know.
Yeah.
Those PH names, man, those mess you up, especially if other kids are spelling them. Thank you, Elaine. Thanks for all your calls and texts. It's time to win right now. 7:30, and you know what that means. It is Mega Minute time, and we have your tickets to see Mariah Carey. It's a celebration of Mimi live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live, and your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. We've got 60 seconds for you, and if you answer all 10 of these questions correctly, those tickets are yours. We've come close. We still haven't gotten a winner yet this year. Today may be the day, and the winner may be you. So caller 20 right now. You get to play the Mega Minute. 702-364-9400.
Tanya. Are you ready?
It's time.
for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Good morning, Ian. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Happy Friday. We are good. We are ready to make you a winner this morning. We've got these Mariah Carey tickets to give you when you win the Mega Minute. Have you heard the Mega Minute before?
I did yesterday, too.
Okay, so you know how it works. 60 seconds, 10 questions, get them all correct. The tickets are yours. Sometimes it's easier than it sounds,
yeah.
But you know what? We're gonna give it a try here. I think you got this. All right, Ian, you ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm ready to try.
Ian, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
In Despicable Me, what is the name of the tiny yellow helpers?
Minion.
Yes. What sneaker brand is known for its Chuck Taylor All-Stars?
Pass.
What car company makes the Altima?
Toyota.
No. What is the name of Steve Carell's character on The Office?
Pass.
What is
it's
the
Nissan on the other.
Yes, it is Nissan. I'll give you that. What is the capital of Delaware?
Oh my gosh, pass.
In the movie Inside Out, which emotion is voiced by Amy Poehler?
pass.
What is the official language of France?
French.
Yes. What Chinese social media app is set to be banned in the U.S.?
TikTok.
Yes. The banh mi sandwich originated from which country?
I couldn't hear you, pass.
Mia Hamm is famous for playing what sport?
Yeah.
Oh, Ian, I'm sorry. Rough go on that one. Some really tough questions, in all honesty. That was tough. I'm really glad you gave it a shot. The sneaker brand that's known for their Chuck Taylor All-Stars, that's Converse. You went back and changed your answer, and I gave it to you. The car company that makes the Altima, that is Nissan. The name of Steve Carell's character on The Office is Michael Scott. Capital of Delaware is Dover.
That I wouldn't have got.
You wouldn't have gotten that one?
I forgot that one.
In the movie Inside Out, the emotion that is voiced by Amy Poehler is?
Joy.
Yes, that is joy. The banh mi sandwich originated from what country? That country is Vietnam. And then Mia Hamm is famous for playing what sport? That is soccer. Which means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. That's good news for you. If you're caller 20 right now, you are going to get these tickets. Two of them to see Mariah Carey, the Celebration of Mimi live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Well, we have some breaking news. If you have been anxiously awaiting the Supreme Court's decision on TikTok, I have it. They delivered a blow to TikTok by upholding a law that could potentially lead to the video sharing social media platform being banned in the United States. The justices, in an unsigned opinion with no dissents, rejected a free speech challenge that was filed by the company, meaning the law is set to go into effect on Sunday as planned. The bipartisan law requires Chinese-based TikTok owner ByteDance to divest itself of the company by Sunday. That's the day before President-elect Donald Trump is set to take office. If no sale takes place, the platform used by millions of Americans will, in theory, be banned.
No!
It's happening.
I'm so bummed. Now it's reality because it was the back and forth and the back and forth, and now it's official. I
started downloading all my videos. Like, that's what I'll be doing today, is downloading all my videos. And there's a way to do it. You have to do it on Chrome and download a browser extension called MyFaveTT, and then you go and it will allow you to download all of your videos. So you can still have them, maybe repurpose them on other platforms or something like that.
I'm going to miss the app so much. It's not the same without
it. I know.
I think too, one of the things that is funny that's going around right now is if the TikTok does go into effect, the ban, which it's now, it's official, is all of people's recipes. They're like, now I got to write down thousands of recipes I've saved. Spade.
TD's Mac and Cheese. Like, how? What? I didn't write that down. I was just doing it with her on the
exactly.
on the video. Come on now. Oh, well. Well, now you know. Who knows? Maybe there will be a miracle in the next 48 hours.
That someone buys it, right? Is the only option.
And Mr. Beast says he's got a bunch of billionaires that are set to buy it. So I don't know if this is going to happen.
Well,
or
where
not.
You at, billionaires?
Yeah,
it's
come
time.
On. Also this morning, if I asked you, say, in like fifth grade, what your dream job was, what would you have said?
Oh, I was such an overachiever. I was like, I want to be a singer, a dancer, and a doctor.
Oh, wow. All three. The singing, dancing, doctor.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
impressive. What is it now? What do you think is your dream job?
I think this is it. I think this is it. Being here on this show I didn't think it would be a dream job in fifth grade, but I think I'm living it.
I didn't even know it was a job, honestly. I listened to the radio so much, but I didn't know that this was an actual job. Well, the most popular dream job in America is a flight attendant. They did some new research and they looked at dream jobs worldwide, and they targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a blank. And in the end, dream job across the entire world was a pilot. But here in America, flight attendant was the number one dream job in America.
I can see that. I mean, going back to TikTok, I follow a ton of flight attendants and I see their lifestyle. I think it's so fascinating.
I think it's beautiful. It's really cool that you get to travel so much, but I think I would be too tired to do it. You have to have so much patience to deal with the people that you have to deal with on a daily basis. The top five dream jobs worldwide: pilot, attorney, police officer, pharmacist, and nurse. Those are the top five.
If you didn't do this job, what would be your dream job?
Oh, that's tough. If I didn't do this job, I would want to work in sports in some way, sports marketing, sports promotion. I am really passionate about sports and I love that the city has so many options now. So I think that would be it for me.
Would you be a sports agent?
I would. I think I could do a good job, because here's the thing. You represent someone who's really talented. You get them a lot of money and then now they have to do all the work and you get to sit back and collect your checks. That's the way to go. All right. Finally, this morning, a new survey finds that 89% of teens that are living at home are embarrassed by their mom and dad. If you've ever attempted to do a viral dance on TikTok, that's just one sign you're uncool in their eyes. 48% of teens say it's cringe when their parents try to do those dances. Trying to use youth slang like cringe, like I just did. Kissing your kids in front of their friends and adding their friends on social media are just more of the red flags that you're an embarrassing parent.
I think you're such a cool mom, Mercedes, but does your daughters think that you're cool?
Okay, so one of them does, one of them does not. Sophie thinks I'm so cool. She wants to hang out with me all the time. She is like, wants to talk to me all the time, thinks I'm the coolest person ever. Brooklyn thinks I am so, so cringe. She literally tells me that all the time. I made a comment. There's a song that I was telling her that I liked, and she just looked at me and she's like, how do you know that song? And I was like, I see it on TikTok. I love that song. And she's just like, ugh, I don't like it anymore now. I'm like, wow. I mean, the nerve. Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
I know, but you're such a cool mom, Mercedes. Honestly, when Brooklyn grows up, she'll finally realize that you're such a cool mom.
I don't know. Please tell her that.
I will.
Please. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. That's Billie Eilish. She is going to be performing in this huge fundraiser to benefit victims of the wildfires in LA. It is called Fire Aid. She, along with Phineas, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, so many other artists are going to be performing. We've got all the details coming up next hour in What's Trending. It's 8:03. Let's talk to Mary this morning. She just called in, talking to her a little bit off the air, but I think this bears on the air for sure, because this is crazy. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Good.
Well, you have a bit of a dilemma, and I just can't imagine what you're going through right now. Talk to us. What's going on?
Well, I have a dear friend who I've known for like 20 years, and I just found out that his adult daughter has an OnlyFans account. And I've seen the account. And I'm just wondering, does he know? Should I tell him? Should I be the one to be like, just so you know, kind of a thing? It's just, it's tearing me apart.
Oh.
Because I watched her grow up. My kids went to school with her. And it's one of those crazy toe fetish accounts.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. You can stop right there, Mary. I think we know exactly what you're talking about.
Wow. So the dilemma is, like, would you be a bad person for telling, or would you be a bad person for not telling about this account?
Exactly. Would I be like a rat if I ratted her out? And, you know, but like, he's a dear friend of mine, and what he doesn't know, and he finds out in another way, you know, sort of like I did. Like, one of my kids showed me the account, and I was like,
oh, your kid's on OnlyFans?
Yeah. Okay. Just, you know, I clarified first.
Kids share screenshots and stuff. I get it. No, I totally get it.
No judgments.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is our number. Should Mary rat out the daughter? Just me personally, I don't know what you two think, but I feel like you just keep your mouth shut. I wouldn't say anything. It's not my business. It's their deal. It's her deal. Maybe he already knows about it. Then he's like, wow, look at you, like, snitching on my daughter. You know, I would just keep my mouth shut about the whole thing. What would you guys do?
I have to agree with you. I don't want to ruin poker night. So I'm like, dude, I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
But what if it's one of those things where you can send an anonymous tip? Like, hey, maybe you buy a random phone. You get his number and you text him like, hey, just want to make sure you know. Your daughter, she's on OnlyFans. And then you send it, and then you delete that number, you block it, and at least you get that guilt off of your chest by telling your friend, but he doesn't know that it's you.
No.
I am not spending my money on a burner phone.
No. No way. I mean, this is a burner touchy subject, out. Man. This is touchy because if, Mercedes, if you want somebody to tell you if one of your daughters was on OnlyFans?
No.
No,
I don't, because now I feel like, who are you? Like, why are you spying on my kid? Like, right. I would rather hear that from my kid. I would rather they say, hey, look, mom, I decided, you know, I have some pretty cute toes and people pay money to see my toes. And I'd be like, okay. I don't want to hear it from my neighbor down the street. I don't want to hear it from one of you guys. So just, if you ever come across that kind of content, please just don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Mercedes, we have to sit down after the show and
don't
talk.
Don't do it. Step from her burner phone. I don't think so.
Hey, are you ready?
Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
We are great, too. You are going to be our guest vetoer. Welcome to the show. You're going to decide whether or not the person it lands on gets to play their song for the Oh Wow Wheel. We just gave the wheel a big spin here. It's Friday, so we definitely want to make you guys say, oh, wow, with one of our selections. It's slowing down, and it is it landed on J-Love.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. So here's the deal, Michelle. J-Love's going to tell you his category. He'll tell you his song. And if you want it to play, say, let it play. If you want to give it the veto, it's going to move to one of us. Okay?
Okay.
All right, J-Love, what you got?
All right. My song is an artist or a song that has the number 5 in it. And I chose 5 Seconds of Summer. What was that? What is that?
Youngblood.
Youngblood.
A little delay. What do you think, Michelle? Do you want to hear it or do you want to give it the veto?
I didn't hear. What was the song?
It's 5 Seconds of Summer, Youngblood.
Veto.
Oh, Michelle. Yeah. What the heck? I thought we cool like that.
No, you're not cool
not
like
cool.
That.
Come not on, cool.
Well, that means, Michelle, I have to thank you because it now moves over to me. I'm the next one on there. And I hope you don't live to regret this. My category was a song that reminds you of being in college. And I just remember singing this song with my friends over and over. I was an R&B girly in college, still am at heart. And I picked Twisted by Keith Sweat.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, baby. You get to make your mind up.
Oh, I got.
Oh Wow Wheel. That was my pick for the Oh Wow Wheel, a song that reminds you of being in college. I remember hanging out with my friends listening to that song, Key Sweat Twisted. I got to play my song because J-Love got the veto this morning. Steph, you weren't in the mix, but what was your category and what was your song?
This song now makes me sad because now TikTok is officially being banned, but my category was a song that that is or went viral, and I think you guys might remember this song.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Meet me at our spot.
Yes, kind
of. Oh, I'm going to miss TikTok, man. It's going away on Sunday. Supreme Court made their ruling that they're not going to they are upholding that ban on TikTok. So unless there's some sort of a miracle, it's gone. But there you go. Well, we have a lot coming up this morning. Make sure you stick around because in just a few minutes, we are going to be playing Heads Up. We have your tickets to see Daniel Tosh. That is on the way. It's Mix 94.1.
We were good.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Kimberly.
Hi.
You are caller 20.
Yeah. I love that.
All right. We've got these Daniel Tosh tickets up for grabs, and your category is Fly a Kite. International Kite Day was on Tuesday, so these are all things that start with the letter K. So it's appropriate that Kimberly is playing this, okay?
Yeah, right? And my middle name starts with a K, too.
Your middle name? What's your middle name?
Kristen.
Oh, my gosh.
What a K. Look at that.
I hope your last name doesn't start with a K.
No.
Okay, good.
Darn it.
No, we don't want that. We don't want those kind of initials around here.
All right. Kimberly, Mercedes, your 60 seconds. It starts now.
This animal hops and has a pouch in front.
Kangaroo?
Yes. This is how you unlock a lock. You stick this in it.
Key?
Yes. This is a green leafy vegetable. It's kind of bitter.
Kale?
Yes. This is what, if you want some tea, you put this on the stove to warm it up.
Kettle?
Yes. This is like a thing that makes music. It's like zzz, 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 you blow on it. It's like a kids' parties. It's like
kazoo.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a shish. One of these.
Shish?
It's a stick with vegetables and meat on it.
Oh, kebab.
Yes, yeah! A kebab. Yes. You got it, Kimberly. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's amazing. What an awesome Friday.
Oh, what a great Friday it is. Two tickets for you to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. So not only is it a great Friday, but you're going to have a great Saturday in February. Congratulations.
Thank you. You guys rock. The club isn't the best.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Man, this battle keeps getting uglier. Now, we're talking about the legal battle between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively over at Ends With Us. Justin is now officially suing Blake and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, for $400 million for allegedly orchestrating a smear campaign against him and for trying to take control of the movie, which Justin actually directed. Now, Blake's already suing Justin for allegedly trying to ruin her reputation after she spoke up about sexual misconduct on the set. In his lawsuit, he claims that Blake held up production until the film studio agreed to her list of demands that alleged misconduct and also gave her a cut of the film and a producer credit, which a lot of people are saying wasn't deserved. He also says she cut him out of all marketing and promotional efforts. And maybe worst of all, Justin claims that Blake made fun of him, his physical appearance, said that his nose was big and that he needed to get rhinoplasty.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, you said Blake said this to Justin, that he has a big nose and a what?
And that he needs to get rhinoplasty.
What's that?
That's plastic surgery just on your nose.
Oh my
God. So and allegedly he has a recording of her saying this because she said, I never said that. And he's like, oh, I have a recording of you saying that. So I can't wait till all this is aired out in court. I don't know if this is going to go to court. I think personally they're going to end up settling on this at some point, but it just keeps getting worse and worse.
This is so childish, man.
And not only is this messy, but it really makes me upset because the movie is so amazing. It's based off the book. It Ends With Us. us. But not only that, I was looking forward to the sequel, which is It Starts With Us. So that means with all of this stuff, are we even going to get a sequel?
I don't think so. And if so, he's not directing it. I guarantee that. I mean, I don't know how the two of them even star in a sequel together.
No.
It's just, I think that it ends with It Ends With Us.
It ends. It's ending.
That's it. Also this morning, here is a secret for all of you out there. Parents, they do have favorite children. And if you're wondering if it's you, maybe you are. Maybe you are the favorite. A new study analyzed data and found that parents do treat their children differently, and the way they choose their favorites is more systematic than you might think. So here's what we found out. Moms and dads both tend to favor daughters. When it comes to their favorites, they tend to go with daughters. Parents favor kids who demonstrate responsibility and organization in their daily lives, like the ones that get their homework done on time, the ones that keep their room clean, stuff like that. Agreeable kids are the most likely to be favored. Birth order matters, but not for favoritism. Parents tend to give the older siblings more slack, which I found was interesting because I got the least amount of it. Mm. I had an earlier curfew than everyone. I felt like my dad tried to control everything I did. But they say that just because they give them that autonomy, they're not more likely to favor the older siblings just because they were first. And then also we found out that a lot of the aspects of parental favoritism are a lot more subtle than you think. Like maybe just being a little, I don't know, a little more conversational with the kids. Little things that you might not pick up on, those are subtle signs that you are the favorite.
We're all wondering, Mercedes, who's your favorite daughter?
I am so dead serious when I say this that it changes from day to day. It literally does.
Okay, so who's your favorite daughter today?
Today, yeah.
Right
today,
now?
Yeah. I would say today it is Sophie because she sent me just a bunch of really nice texts. Like, it's been like a crazy couple of weeks and I've been kind of like down and out, and she was just gassing me up, just like, you're the best mom. I've never met anyone as strong as you. You handle things with such grace and da, da, da. And like to hear your kids say stuff like that, like she was glazing me hardcore.
Glazing?
Like, yeah, that's when someone like really talks you up and says nice things. They're glazing you, and she was glazing me. And so she's
this
my favorite
new.
Right now.
Okay, glazing is new. Your favorite daughter
I'm
is
down,
Sophie.
Glazing.
And then now how does Brooklyn feel about that? Do you think that she knows like today's your favorite daughter is Sophie?
No, and I purposely said this like later in the show when she's in school and she's not going to hear this.
She's not listening.
She will not download the podcast today.
What
not.
Is the percentage that Sophie's the best out of those days?
Honestly, I hate to say 50-50. It's such a cop-out. I really want to give you guys like a juicier answer, but like there's some days where Brooklyn will be really affectionate with me and I love that physicalness. Like she just wants hugs, or she'll grab my hand and she puts it on her face because she likes when I touch her face. And so then there's days where I'm like really connected to her. So it just depends.
Tomorrow it's Brooklyn. Sunday it's Sophie. Monday it's Brooklyn.
It really goes back and forth. I know in my family though, of us kids, my brother Mario is 100% the favorite. Like, no doubt in my mind, my mom, it just treats him like he's royalty. And the rest of us, like, she loves and she's nice too, but you can tell he is the favorite.
For sure. Well, like, I remember meeting Mario and your mom at the same time, and I'm like, oh, you can tell there's a favorite there.
He is the one. All right. Finally, this morning, do either of you guys use Instacart?
I do sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
DoorDash sometimes to get groceries. Well, it makes your life a lot easier when you know that you can depend on someone to go get stuff off of your to-do list. But now customers are venting their frustrations with their experiences with Instacart shoppers, specifically male Instacart shoppers. So this girl posted a video recently about this guy who filled one of her orders, and he only got one of the five items right. It's a viral video, and she says, I'm begging you to make an update on your app where I can request a female shopper. So what is the problem with guys shopping? She says that a lot of these guys just don't pay attention to detail, and they're just grabbing the first thing that they see. And so everyone is chiming in saying their experience with male shoppers on Instacart. One says, I had a male shopper tell me the store was completely out of tampons.
Yeah, right. Mm. I ordered tampons and he gave me Q-tips. Like, what was that going to do? This one said, had a male shopper tell me they were out of eyebrow pencils because he was looking in the school supplies. Things like that. Have you ever had a mix-up with a male Instacart shopper?
For me, I don't use Instacart enough to say that I like the male Instacart shoppers are the worst. But when I send James out to get something for me, he needs screenshots.
Agreed.
He needs yes. screenshots.
Yep.
He needs I to do. Know how much they are. Uh-huh. He needs to make sure that they're in stock because he doesn't want to go all over the store. And it's, I mean, I'm like, I should have just gone with him. He just does not
you
know
have
how
to do all the work.
Yes.
My wife wanted me to go get her some tampons and I'm in the aisle. I'm looking like, which one do I get you? Do I get the ones with the wings? Do I get the one with the...
That's not even a tampon. See,
what is this that? Is, see?
That's a pad.
I don't, how am I supposed to know that?
Did you not take biology and elementary school?
Yeah, but that was so long ago.
Come on now. We need to have a biology lesson.
How am I supposed to know if thing has wings or whatever?
So now I just go with James. I'm going with you. Just don't even.
I FaceTime my wife. I go, hey, honey, what is this?
There's so many flavors here. Yeah. Which one am I supposed to pick? All right. Coming up in just a few minutes, giving you a little taste of what you can expect as we get ready for the Friday Rewind. Your favorite songs from the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. We're going to start taking your requests here in just a minute. It's Mix 94.1.